Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The same tree that was in the Garden of Eden, God's putting it back here on this earth, the tree of life. We read that in the book of Ezekiel, where during the millennial reign of Christ that the tree will once again be there. And God said in Genesis chapter number 2 or 3, I forget which one it was now, where God says that we must remove that tree lest Adam, man, eats of that tree and live forever in his sinful body. And God would not allow Adam to live forever in that sinful body, because if Adam would have ate of the tree of life, Adam would still be here today. Are you following? That same tree will be here in the millennium. So people will have access to that tree, and they're going to live forever, save people in their physical body. They're not going to be glorified ever. People think of how that everybody's going to be glorified all one time. No, we will have a glorified body. But those who enter into the kingdom in their physical body, they will always have that physical body, yet they will live forever, and God will... Man, I'm going too far with this. I'm really going to blow you away. He's going to eradicate the sin nature from them. The Bible says, I will give them a new heart, a clean heart. In between, they're having children. By the end of the 1,000 years, there's going to be all kinds of kids on the face of this earth under the age of 100 years of age. And they have to be saved. Are you following? Am I losing some of you? I've really jumped ahead. Some of you have been with us a long time, and you know where I'm going with this. Some of y'all are new. Just stick with me. By the time the 1,000-year reign of Christ, this earth's going to be, the Bible says, as the number is the sand of the sea. Can you imagine God's perfect reign, Jesus' perfect reign on this earth, where the lamb will lay with the bear and a child can play with a rattlesnake, a real rattlesnake? He'd have a real rattler. You know, playing that, and the bear and the cub, they could lie, the calf and the bear could lie together, take all the ferociousness of the beast. And the Bible says that their sword shall be turned into plowing hooks, and they'll reap it so much. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful time, what's called the golden age. People are going to have longevity of life will be restored. By the time the millennium's over, 1,000 years, that they're going to be children under the age of 100, and they will be kids, because at 100 years of age, people will be living 900 and some years, and don't think that's strange. Adam lived 935. Methuselah lived 969. They're going to be 900-year-old folk and older than that during the millennial reign of Christ. And by the time somebody dies at 100 years of age, that's a whole other story, but they're going to say, Isaiah 65 speaks of that. Man, they're just kids. They died at a young age. They were just a kid. Well, by the time of the millennium is over, all these young people who have not accepted Christ as their Savior will follow Satan. Okay, and we see that, the backdrop, verse number 8 of Revelation 20. And he shall go out to deceive the nations. These are these unsaved young people. They're teenagers under the age of 100 years of age. I laugh when I call them teenagers, but they will be. Under the age of 100, they're going to go... and follow him, as the number of whom is the sand of the sea. Verse number 9. And when they were come up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Where is the beloved city? Jerusalem. Jesus is ruling and reigning there in Jerusalem. And Satan has gathered the army of all these young people up, and they've come against Jerusalem. And fire came down from heaven, out of heaven, and devoured them. And this is the battle of Gog and Magog in Revelation 20, and it's not a battle. Not one-sixth is spared. Every one of them have been destroyed by fire that's come out from heaven. And verse number 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So I want you to have it in your mind. I know there's a lot here. There's two battles of Gog and Magog. The first battle, I believe, is going to take place shortly after the translation. The second battle is going to take place after the millennial reign of Christ. The first battle, 1/6 of the army survives. The second battle, nobody survives. Even Satan is cast into the lake of fire. Amen? Amen. So we get the tribulation period. Tribulation period is 7 years. 42 months, 42 months, time times and half times, 1,260 days, 1,260 days. Notice the Bible does not say 1,259 or 1,261. Literally 1,260 days, and I believe those are literal days. In other words, from the time that Antichrist confirms that covenant with Israel that we read in Daniel chapter number 9, 1,260 days later, to the day, the Antichrist will come. Matter of fact, turn me to Revelation, I think it's 15. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 15. It's Revelation chapter number 12. Yes, Revelation chapter number 12. Let's begin in verse number 7. This is in the middle of the week, 1,260 days, time and half time, 42 months have taken place. Revelation chapter number 12, beginning in verse number, let's begin in verse number 6, you'll see that time period. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had found a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There's the number, 1,260 days. It's at that time, the middle of the week, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, which is Satan, and the dragon, who is Satan, was fought and his angels, which are the demons, and prevailed not, and neither was there found any more place for them in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Again, this is in the middle of the week. Daniel's 70th week, the abomination of desolation is fixing to take place, okay? I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And there's so much here. Verse number 12, and therefore rejoice ye heaven and there that dwell in them. Why? Because Jesus is on his way. 1,260 more days, Jesus is coming in the revelation. But look, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. He has 1,260 days. He knows this. Matter of fact, you know the devil knows the word of God. He just doesn't believe. He doesn't take it by faith. I'm going to preach this morning about the wise men and the Jewish people. The wise men were those Gentiles who knew something about the birth of Christ, and they followed the star. They came into Jerusalem. Where is he that is born, the King of the Jews? And it terrified Herod, and he gathered the scribes and the priests and the high priests together. What is this they're talking about? And the high priests and the scribes are telling them, hey, he's talking about a baby that's going to be born in Bethlehem. Those Jewish leaders knew about Micah 5:2. They knew about the King of the Jews, because it was those Jewish leaders who told Herod about it was that baby that's born in Bethlehem. Even though they didn't believe in Christ, they knew the fact. Are you following? Well, the same thing about Satan. He knows what this book says. He knows that he has just a short time. In verse number 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. This woman is Israel. That's the great tribulation for the next 42 months. He persecutes them heavily. That's the days of Jacob's trouble. And we'll get into this. I just want you to see the background here. And I got 5 minutes, and I'm just now in the middle of the tribulation period, okay? There's a lot that takes place here. In the middle of the tribulation period, Satan is cast out. The Antichrist is killed in Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday for a special service with guest speaker Andrew Phipps, as he'll be speaking on faith, family, and freedom. That's this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church during both the morning and evening service, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.